We're in Simin Shin Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be going through Tes Zayin. Sif Yud Gimel Kol Azaras L'Chal Shabbos B'Davar She'esh Bo Sakana Reizim Eshubach. The quicker one is to save someone from Sakana, the better. Afilu Im Mitaken Imo Davar Acher, even though you will automatically be doing another Malacha too. Kagon Shapirish Mitzu Dalalas Tinok Shenafal Anar, a child Chalila falls into the river. To catch him, you throw out a net. The tzadim odagim, even though you caught fish at the same time, there's no isser in that. The chen kol kayotze bezeh. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions, if a child gets locked into a room, you're allowed to break the door down, even if you now have these pieces of wood that you were looking for. Yudaler hayacholish yesh bo sakana tzorach baser. A cholish yesh bo sakana needs meat. Shochtin, you shecht an animal. Shochtin lo veino mimnachileno nevela. You cannot go and feed him nevela. Why do you shecht and not give him nevela? So there are several reasons given. Some say because Shabbos is hutra. Shabbos with regard to pikuach nefesh doesn't stand in the way altogether. All other isurim are only dechuya. The problem is that most rishonim paskin dechuya. The other issue is that we say a Jew has a hard time eating nevela and we're afraid he's just not going to eat it. So others say another reason that a nevela, every kazayis is another iser, whereas shchit is just one iser. So the halachi is, we do not say, let's give him nevela. Avlam hoya achol tzorach lachilo lialter v'nevela muchenes miyad v'shchitim esacheres lo machil nosu anevela. What happens if shchita will take too much time? You can give him the nevela. Tesvav imdu harofim shetzorach grogeres. The doctors say that he needs exactly a grogeres achas v'rotzu asora v'hivilo. And 10 people ran, and each one got him one. Kol echad grogeres, kulam pturim, v'yeshtem socher tol meis Hashem, afilu hivri b'rishona. 10 people brought him the same thing. He only needed one. He used one and was healed. They all get schar. Yeah, by the way, that's only talking about where they weren't aware of one another. If someone knows that someone else is already doing it, he shouldn't go and do it. Sif tes zayin. Imdu lishtei grogros. They said that he has to have two figs. V'lo matzu alishtei grogros b'shnei yuktzin, v'gimel b'ukitz echad. They had a choice of two figs that were growing separately or three that were growing together. The question is, are you better off pulling two, one at a time, or one group of three? Karsim ha'ukit she'esh bo gimel. So you take the one with three because it's less malacha. Tim ha'yu beiz bo'ukit z'echad, v'gimel bo'ukit z'echad, lo yichwitzu ha'ukit she'esh bo shnayim. But you couldn't pull off the three in a row if you have two together that are growing together. Haga v'madover bo'ul. If the thing is really a rush, it's an emergency. Ain't the doctor kim b'kach. You don't worry about it. Shalo yovol idei dichui v'ikuv, so that you should not be wasting any time. The halacha is that being marbe b'shir unnecessarily is usur in all malachas, even when you're dealing with a chola, unless you're afraid that people are going to end up losing time over it. Now, Lamaisa, there's a classic psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman where he gave this as a directive when they were setting up the rules for Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim. He said that when you're dealing with the help in the hospital, when you're dealing with the nurses, they are not doctors. And generally speaking, the way they operate is by routine. He said that whenever you're dealing with patients that are cholim mesukanim, you just don't mess up their routine, or we're afraid that they're going to end up actually putting someone in sakana. So, for example, if they routinely take everyone's temperature, you don't need a doctor to make a decision for each patient realistically how many times a day do you have to take his temperature. If the normally done thing is to take everyone's temperature at a certain time, if you're dealing with cholim misukanim, we're not talking about just anybody, but if you're dealing with a cholim misukin, so he said that we should leave them with their regular schedule in order that we not get them confused, in which case they may not treat people properly. So as a rule, anything that could be avoided must be avoided. Whereas if you're afraid that having to think is going to make things take too long, then the halachi is that you just do whatever you can as quickly as possible.